Along with much of the rest of the state government, the education department faces sharp budget cuts due to the COVID-19 pandemic. I talked with three principals about what these cuts will mean for their schools.
But my first priority is the health and safety, and then trying to bring back all the positions that I have for next school year.
It's like there's a moving target that is constantly moving and changing, and you have to be compassionate and flexible with everybody.
This COVID crisis is like a giant storm. And at the beginning, you know, all of us were really seasick from it, and we're grasping at life preservers in some cases. Now we're finally getting our sea legs. As the waters get rough again, it doesn't make us as sick as before. But with the budget crisis, that adds another element.
Those are school principals Alex Obra from Waiahole Elementary, Wendy Matsuzaki from King Intermediate, and Derek Minakami from Kaneohe Elementary. Like principals across the state, they are facing tough decisions on what to cut as their funding shrinks. Matsuzaki says she'll cut vacant positions, but that probably won't be enough.
Because you're talking about people's livelihoods, right? So how can you work and continue to teach, or even if you're a classified employee, not a teacher, how do you continue to remain positive?
Also vulnerable, electives, social emotional, and innovative programs.
These are the types of electives that will likely go first because they're not core foundational courses. And it's just really sad because we've seen success for the kids. We've seen kids who were not as engaged, and we've seen them blossom and grow. It's just sad that the impact of the budget cuts has to cut things that are nice to have and are effective, but you gotta do what you gotta do.
Waiahole Elementary is one of the smallest schools in the state with only 84 students. Obra says she doesn't have much she can cut. Her school doesn't have a vice principal or a librarian, and she had to spend school funds on personal protective equipment and the now discontinued Acelus online school program, all money she cannot use for the next year.
I'm probably not going to see that money back. And with that, I could have probably bought a position or rolled that money over to next school years.
Obra isn't alone. Matsuzaki and Minakami also used school funds to secure electronic devices during the COVID-19 pandemic, not the Federal CARES Act funds.
The CARES money was not sent directly to schools, so we can't speak to how it's likely to be spent.
Minakami and Matsuzaki both ordered devices back in March using school funds, and the CARES Act was not enacted until later that month. But because they put their orders in early, they were able to secure devices, something the state continues to struggle with. As of November, the last time the numbers were updated, the state had expended only about $77,000 of its $31 million CARES Fund dollars, which are set to lapse at the end of the month. As of earlier this month, the state had purchased 52,000 devices, but 20,000 have not yet been delivered. In the meantime, Minakami, like Matsuzaki and Obra, says he will continue to prioritize the well-being of his students.
Are we inspiring kids to embrace the learning? Are we helping them discover their passions? And if so, how can we make that work still? I mean, we'll have to cut things that might force us to approach it differently and cut people who have been, that's one of their sole missions, but we're going to have to make adjustments.
The initial DOE budget cuts were sent to the governor and will continue to change as it heads up to the state legislature next month. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.